By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear viewers of Madani channel الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب
الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك
After a very long time, again, mashallah, we've been blessed to have our respected, mashallah, Khalid bhai with us today, my dear viewers. Now, as usual, we listen to the verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا مَهِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ
صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have just listened to the Quran. MashaAllah, today we have another special guest. A special guest who has joined us in Pakistan, none other than, MashaAllah, our Adnan Sheikh bhai, a brilliant Naz Khan, my dear viewers. You see, I wish to go straight to the Naz, MashaAllah. Because I know that whenever he, MashaAllah, recites it for us, he does a brilliant job of it, MashaAllah. His, my dear viewers, MashaAllah, his sound, the way he articulates everything, mashallah, is perfect. Let's listen to a naat of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu عليه صلوا عليه Oh, مجرم ہوں اپنے عفو
چل
رنگ بدت چاشانی مت چمکے لاکھ نورانی کالی زلف تے اک مستانی مخمور اکی ان مد بھری اس صورت نو میں جانا کھانا جانا کٹ جان جوانا کھانا کچھ آنکھا میں رب دی شانا کھانا اس شان تو شانا سب بڑیا اس شان تو شانا سب بڑیا سبحان اللہ ما اجمل کا ما احسن کا ما اکمل کا کتھے مہر علی کتھے تیری ثنا مشتاق اکھی کتھے جانیا نظر مثلے تو نشو پیدا جانا جگراج کو تاج تو رے سر تو ہے تجھ کو شہے تو سرا جانا البحر علا والموج تغا ملبے کس توفا ہو شرب شجدار میں وہ بگڑی ہے ہوا موری نیا پار لگا جانا جنفی اکشو اتخا کاتا اے گے سوئے پا اے عبر کرم در سنہار جم جم رم جم در سنہار جم جم رم 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 جم بر سنہار جم جم رم جم دو بوند اتر بھی گرا جانا پس خامائے خام نوائے رضا لوہائے ترج میری ناگے رنگ میرا ارشاد غفا ناطق تاک ناچار سراغ پڑا جانا
My viewers, subhanAllah, I was listening to this beautiful kalam, and whose kalam is it? Well, it was a mix, my dear viewers, it was a combination, wasn't it, of various ones, but the majority being Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, the Mujaddid of the previous century, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, none other than Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilly, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, when they wrote their first book, choice was the life of Ali Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Amir Ahl al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah is said that they are the reflection in this day and age of Imam Ahl al-Sunnah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
I think the more you read about Ali Hazrat and the more you look at Amir al-Sunnah, you realize that that's true.
Yes, and you see, because Amir al-Sunnah is not Abdul Habibai. MashaAllah, they were also asked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant them a long life.
Ameen.
And grant them steadfastness and success and happiness in this world and the Akhirah. May Allah forgive us for their sake, inshallah.
Ameen.
Now, Abdul Habibai, he was asked that, why do you love Imam Ahl al-Sunnah so much? What is it that has made you actually love Imam Ahl al-Sunnah so much? You know, the way you speak about him, it shows, you know, you really possess love for this person. And he replied, he said, that Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah, once they said that whenever there's a situation when you're in any sort of doubt, always just hold on to Ali Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That whenever there's anything, whatever the thing of Ali Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is, you just stay strong and hold on to that. Hold on to the teachings of Ali Hazrat. So he said, I thought to myself, who is such a great individual, this person, who Amir al-Sunnah stresses his importance so much, my dear viewers. I said, for this reason, I began to read about him. And
Allah
subhanallah. And look at the love, mashallah, which we learn from him. About
I think all of us, though, that are impressed and love and follow Amir al-Sunnah, when you listen to Amir al-Sunnah and he talks about al-Hazrat, if you're impressed by an individual, and that individual is impressed by another individual, then it makes you think about that individual. What is the status of that individual? That the person that we're impressed by, the person that we're following today, is impressed by a certain individual. And you see that Amir al-Sunnah says, when it comes to Ali Hazrat, my eyes are closed.
Allah.
That whatever Ali Hazrat said, bas. And I think we've got probably some.
Gee, and so alhamdulillah, what better way to start than to listen to the words of Amir al-Sunnah about Imam al-Sunnah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
على حضرت رحمت الله تعالى نے کو کیوں مانتے ہیں
امیر اہل سنت میرا آپ سے سوال ہے کہ آپ اعلی حضرت کو کیوں مانتے ہیں
کہ ہم تو امام احمد رضا خان کے پیچھے پیچھے امام احمد رضا خان نے ہم کو غوث اعظم کا دامن دلوایا امام اعظم کا دامن دلوایا اور بہت کچھ دیا امام احمد رضا نے ہم اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا کو اسی لیے مانتے ہیں کہ ان کا ہر قدم قرآن و حدیث کے مطابق اٹھتا تھا ان کا قلم قرآن و حدیث کی روشنی میں لکھتا تھا اور ان کی زبان قرآن و حدیث کے سائے میں کھلتی تھی اور میرے آقا امام احمد رضا خان کا ہر فتویٰ قرآن و حدیث کے مطابق تھا مسلک اعلی حضرت یہ قرآن و حدیث کے بالکل تابع ہے اور وہی عقائد مسلک اعلی حضرت سے مراد ہیں کہ جو اللہ کے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے اپنے صحابہ کرام کو ارشاد فرمائے صحابہ کرام تک تابعین تک پہنچے تبع تابعین تک پہنچے اور یوں ہوتے ہوتے امام احمد رضا خان تک پہنچے اور وہی عقائد ان کے ذریعے ہم تک پہنچے تو ہمارے وہی عقائد ہیں جو اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے تعلیم فرمایا ایک بال برابر بھی نہ ہم اس سے آگے ہیں نہ اس سے پیچھے ہیں اے اللہ ہم اسی پر قائم رہیں اگر مسلک اعلی حضرت سے ایک بال برابر بھی ہم آگے پیچھے ہونے لگے مولا کریم ہم کو مسلک اعلی حضرت پر ایمان و عافیت کے ساتھ مدینہ منورہ میں زیر گنبد خضرا جلوہ محبوب میں شہادت کا جام نصیب فرما
آمین 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 آمین
بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد
اعلی حضرت مجدد
Thank you.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما شاء الله, what a brilliant way to introduce Allah Hazrat. Now Khalid bhai, I'm thinking, no, let's just say you didn't understand any Urdu whatsoever. Yeah, yes, I know it was in Urdu, and inshallah we shall explain what Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah was speaking about. But Khalid bhai, really, could you not just sense from their words, from their expression, the way Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah was speaking, that wow, really, wow. Imagine their love, their connection to Allah.
So that's what we were saying. We said before that because we are obviously impressed by our Sheikh Amir al-Sunnat, and yet what he talks, I mean, to be honest, Shahbaz bhai, I mean, I don't know about you, but before I came into the Mahal of Dawud Islami, I didn't even know the name Allah Hazrat. I didn't know anything about him. Obviously, we came into the Mahal of Dawud Islami being impressed by the Muballiqs of Dawud Islami, being impressed by Amir al-Sunnat. But when you hear how Amir al-Sunnat, how Nigrani Shura, how everybody within Dawud Islami talks about Allah Hazrat, it makes you realize what a great personality he was.
Allah Hazrat, and these awliya Allah, what they were doing was they were filtering the right from the wrong, the haq from the batil. And they had given us the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam perfectly, the way they should be given. And Allah Hazrat has taught us love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat has taught us who Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was. And my dear viewers, that Allah Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is, now that's what a mujaddid is. That's what a mujaddid is. And in a way, he's a savior.
A reviver.
He's a savior, my dear viewers. He's a reviver. Meaning when there's so much wrong, mazallah, wrong things which were added to the deen, he filtered all those out. He rid it, he cleansed it, and then he passed the religion on. He did a huge work, my dear viewers, of Madin Shalom. Amir al-Sunnat states, never try to go ahead of him. Don't stay behind, always stay with Imam Ahl Sunnat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
As you were talking about the words of Amir al-Sunnat, I was just thinking to myself that, alhamdulillah, within the UK we've got nearly 60 buildings now, we've got the Jamias here, we've got the Darul Madinas here, we've got all of these things here, and that's just the UK. And if we look worldwide, it's a huge organisation. And I think maybe it would be safe to say that if it was not for Allah Hazrat, then maybe Dawud Islami would not have been here today, and would not have had the same impact that it's had if it was not for the teachings and the guidance and the legacy of Sayyidi Allah.
You see, Khalifa, because the majority of the things we adopt are from what Allah Hazrat said, you know, that if there was to be an organization, you know.
Well, like you said, all them things that were filtered in,
yeah,
Allah Hazrat came and removed them. And if Allah Hazrat hadn't removed them, then I would not even like to think where we would have been today. You know, it's because of him, because of what he did, and removing, as you say, all these things that were brought into the deen, removing all of these things. If it was not for him, I would not even like to think where we would be today.
And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends, my dear viewers, each and every single 100 years, somebody who shall revive, after every 100 years, somebody who shall revive the religion, the deen, my dear viewers, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who shall distinguish right from wrong and shall remove the wrong. It began with Amir Ahli Sunnat.
Subhanallah.
Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Let's now listen to a few words of another lover of Allah Hazrat, Nigrani Shura, inshallah. Sallu alil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
سنت مجدد دین و ملت پروان شمع رسالت مولانا شاہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمت الرحمن کی قرآن فہمی، قرآن پر نظر اور قرآن کی سمجھ اور قرآن آپ کے کے آگے پڑھا جاتا اور آپ ترجمہ کرواتے جاتے ہیں. قرآن کی اپنی ایک ترتیب ہے اور اعلیٰ حضرت امام اہل سنت کے ذہن میں الحمدللہ وہ ترتیب جیسے کہ نقش تھی. آپ دیکھیے ایسا عشق اور ایسی محبت تھی میرے آقا اعلیٰ حضرت امام اہل سنت کو قرآن پاک سے, اور قرآن پاک اس قدر آپ کے ذہن میں بیٹھا ہوا تھا, اس قدر قرآن سے آپ کو محبت اور قرآن سے ایسی الفت اور تلاوت قرآن میں ایسی رغبت تھی کہ آپ نے صرف 30 دن میں قرآن پاک حفظ کر لیا. اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ نعمت عطا کی قرآن پاک کی, اور ہمیں یہ سکھا گئے اعلیٰ حضرت سے محبت کرنے والوں کیا تم بھی قرآن پڑھتے ہو, کیا تمہیں بھی قرآن درست پڑھنا آتا ہے, کیا تم نے بھی قرآن روز کھول کر پڑھنا شروع کیا یا نہیں کیا. فتح و رضویہ شریف کا مطالعہ کرنے والے جانتے ہیں کہ اعلیٰ حضرت امام علیہ سنت نے کتنے مقامات پر قرآن کی آیتوں سے ایسے ایسے استدلال کیے کہ فقہا کی عقلیں دنگ رہ گئی. ایسے ایسے استدلال کیے, یعنی اگر فتاوی رضویہ شریف میں اعلیٰ حضرت امام اہل سنت کے آیات مبارکہ کے تحت لکھی گئی تفسیر کو اگر الگ کیا جائے تو خود ایک باقاعدہ مختلف آیات کریمہ پر لکھی گئی تفسیر کی پوری ایک کتاب بن جائے گی. ایسی مدینہ تفسیر ہے. فتاوی رضویہ کو پڑھنے والوں کے لیے یہ بات دھکی چپی نہیں ہے جو میں عرض کر رہا ہوں. شارح حدیث اعلی حضرت مفسر قرآن اور حدیث پاک کی ایسی شرح بیان کرتے ہیں کہ بڑے بڑے محدثین اور بڑے بڑے مفسرین کی عقلیں دنگ رہ جائیں. یعنی اگر میرے امام اہل سنت وہ امام ہیں کہ اگر تفسیر میں دیکھو تو امام ہے, حدیث کی شرح میں دیکھو تو امام ہے, فقہ میں دیکھو تو امام ہے, گھر میں دیکھو تو امام ہے, تقوی میں دیکھو تو امام ہے, جہاں بھی دیکھو میرے امام اہل سنت ہر جگہ پر جس مقام پر فائز ہے اس مقام کا نام ہی امام ہے. ہم نے ٹھوکر نہیں کھائی جو پڑے ہیں ان کے در پر, ہم نے دنیا اسی در کے لیے ٹھکرائی ہے. اور سنو اے دعوت اسلامی والو, سنو ہمارے امیر اہل سنت بانی دعوت اسلامی کا ذہن اعلیٰ حضرت کے بارے میں یہ ہے, کیا فرماتے ہیں کہ مسلک کی اعلیٰ حضرت سے بال برابر ہٹنے سے پہلے میں اس بات کی تمنا کرتا ہوں کہ مجھے ایمان و عافیت پر اسی گھری مدینہ منورہ میں شہادت کی موت نصیب ہو جائے. بس اعلیٰ حضرت اعلیٰ حضرت اعلیٰ حضرت اور اعلیٰ حضرت.
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی علیہ وسلم. اشرد از ابو نگران شرات speaking in regards to the knowledge they've given is a brief introduction in regards to the knowledge of اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, his works, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, and one of, in fact you can't even say one of his greatest works because he has so many, there's so many which are so brilliant.
I was thinking about that when you said at the beginning, what are the lessons that we learned from Ala Hazrat and where do we start?
My dear viewers, what we know of his fatawat at 30 volumes. You know, he's written the translation of the Quran in the Urdu language.
But even
language.
That fatawa, Shabazz, by sorry, is that them are just the ones that have been preserved.
Yes, it's all going to come to us.
And there was like, I think there was a whole 10 years of fatawa that were written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat that were not preserved. I think it was just the 14 years that compiled that, and even then all of them were not preserved in that fatawa. Yes. Rasiyah. So if they were all preserved, then I don't know how many volumes there would be. I remember seeing a clip of Emil Sunat where he was talking to his son, and he said to his son, have you read Fatawa Rasiyah? And his son said that, I'm still reading it. He said, make sure you read every single page, complete the reading of Fatawa Rasiyah. And he kept on stressing it on his son Shahzade Hazur that please make sure you read all of Fatawa Rasiyah. And this is the importance of such the fatawa in the, I mean, I cannot read the Urdu language, but whatever has been translated from there, and I read it, the knowledge, and it's not a simple yes no answer either. The detail and the explanation,
it's
the answer.
It's not easy to read, Khalifa. For example, there's many volumes of this fatawa Rizviyah, I've read very 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 less, only a small amount. But it is very difficult. Now, I ask my teachers, there are many things they do not understand.
Allah.
They ask their teachers, there are many things they do not understand. We ask Mufti Sahib, there are many things they do not understand.
Allah.
So my dear viewers, this is such that Ala Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his knowledge was such that even his books, mashallah, so for example, when it comes to like science and things, you know, not everybody is able to understand all these. You know, you have to have knowledge in that particular field. Because he was a scholar, a master in so many fields, it's not easy for one person to understand them all.
I think what was also quite important from what you said is that to understand Islamic books and the knowledge, you need teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those people out there that feel that they can just read a book and acquire the knowledge themselves, those people out there that think that they can read half a dozen books and claim to be a scholar, I think without a teacher, without a guide explaining you what the books mean, you will always fail.
Subhanallah. Let's move to our next package. Inshallah, we cannot continue the day without having a munkabat. We shall, inshallah, let's listen to a munkabat in praise of Allah Hazrat, and then we'll continue from there. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Mere raza, pyare raza, achhe raza, sachhe raza, dekar sunnat ala مخزن عظمت اعلی حضرت فخر ملت اعلی حضرت رب کی نعمت اعلی حضرت باعث برکت اعلی حضرت بحر سخاوت اعلی حضرت آیا تو زیشان آیا تو زیشان آیا تو زیشان بن کر سبز تھا شاداب تھا تازگی تو اور لایا اے امام محمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹا کر دین کو بخشی جلا تو نے باطل کو مٹا کر دین کو بخشی جلا سنتوں کو پھر جلایا اے امام محمد رضا سنتوں کو پھر جلایا اے امام محمد رضا
اے امام اہل سنت اے امام محمد رضا اے امام اہل سنت اے امام محمد رضا اعلی حضرت اے امام محمد رضا اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت
نائب شاہ امم کیجئے ہم پر بھی سایہ اے امام محمد رضا علم کا چشمہ ہوا ہے موجزن تحریر میں
فرما ہوا ہے موجزن تحریر میں جب قلم تو نے اٹھایا اے امام محمد رضا جب قلم تو نے اٹھایا اے امام محمد رضا مرشد آپ کا فیض کا دریا بہایا اے امام محمد رضا ہے بدرگاہ خدا تار عاجز کی دعا ہے بدرگاہ خدا تار عاجز کی دعا تجھ پہ ہو رحمت کا سایہ اے امام محمد رضا تجھ پہ ہو رحمت کا سایہ
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Before we began the program, you mentioned that we're going to talk about the lessons that we've learned from the life of Allah Hazrat. Everything in his life is a lesson for us. Everything in his life is a lesson from us. Even from a young age, you realize his thirst for knowledge, the knowledge of the deen, that's a lesson for us. That do we have the thirst for knowledge that he had? Then we hear that at the age of 7 he was fasting during the month of Ramadan. Do we have that zest inside us, that thirst inside us, that passion inside us to fast during the month of Ramadan, even though it was the hot temperatures at that time? They say it was in, at that time I was 7-year-old, it was approximately 50 degrees temperature. You know, the fact that he was delivering speeches at the age of 6, the fact that he was a mufti at the age of 13, you know, we hear the famous incident that I think you mentioned once where Allah Hazrat was traveling on the train and he didn't miss his salah. Do we have that same passion for reading our salah? Where do we, you know, we could just carry on and on right. You know.
Right, subhanAllah, if you're going to go like that, Khalid, there'll be too many lessons and we want some lessons to settle in their minds also. So let's pick out 5. This is, for example, let's pick out 5 lessons.
I think the most important lesson from the life of Allah Hazrat is his love for the Prophet of Allah
sallallahu ta'ala
alayhi wa sallam. That is first and foremost. And I think alongside that, his passion for following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And adhering to the Quran and Sunnah. And I think if that in itself, then 3.
Okay, so how did he do this then?
Well, like
so
I said,
to mention Ishq-i Rasul.
The pious people, every action that they do is an example for us.
Yeah.
And so, if you look at the whole life of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, his actions exemplified the love that he had. So, all his life, everything he did, was purely for the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they said that the sciences that he learned, you know, there are a lot of people thinking, well, why did he learn these sciences? Why did he learn medicine? Why did he learn taxology? Why did he learn all these things? And he said that...
Well, what's taxology?
See, this is the science of classifications.
Oh, like taxology, yes.
Classifications, everything, yeah?
Yes.
And were, for example, to classify this as a glass, is not enough.
Yeah.
It's how Allah has classified things. And for example, I think he classified I can't remember the number, more than 50 types of water. And out of them classifications of water.
In terms of water, 150.
Was it 150?
Yes. So, Nulul Idah is the first, in majority of the schools, the first Arabic fiqh book we studied in Islamic jurisprudence. And the first chapter is about water. It's about purification because there's no salah without purification. So it's to purify yourself, and how do you purify yourself? With water. So they mention, you know, there's ma' al-bahr, wa ma' al-nahr, wa ma' al-bi'r, etc., etc., that is the water of the ocean, which is different to the water of the rivers, which is different to the water of the well, which is different to used water, etc. In Nur al-Ida, in that one particular book, it gives seven. But Allah Hazrat, you know, when He does something, He does it to perfection. Allah Hazrat radiallahu anhu has mentioned over 150 different types of waters in
this. That's just water. That's what I'm saying. That's just water.
That's just water, yes.
Sayyidina Allah Hazrat classified many, many things, and he broke down the classification. In itself, this is a whole science. So his thirst for knowledge, you know, that all of these things, he did them, you know, this taxology classifying thing. Why did he do this? So that in the purpose, like you mentioned, that we need to classify water so that we can decide, you know, what is available for us to perform the ablution and what is not. So everything he did was to serve the deen. His whole life was to serve the deen. And I think that's another great lesson from his life, that his whole life and his whole purpose in life was to serve the deen. And then his, as we mentioned, his love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he lived his life and exemplified that. I think these are the most important lessons. One, his love. Two, how he adhered to the Quran by strictly following the Salah, the fasting during the month of Ramadan, adhering to the Sunnah, the love for the Ahlul Bayt, and his thirst for knowledge.
Majority of our viewers are possibly parents. What would be your message to parents from the life of Ala Hazrat radhiallahu ta'ala anhu?
Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, again, the problem with a lot of our youngsters today is we don't have role models.
Right.
Yeah, our children don't have role models. They don't have people that we can look up to. And the problem is we have such a rich history. We have these pious people of the past that if we knew about their lives, then we can learn so much from them. And so our parents, what they need to do is they need to acquire this knowledge about these pious predecessors and pass that message on to our youngsters and tell them that these are your role models. Yeah, especially in the West, and maybe all around the world, Shabazz, but I'm not sure, that a lot of the Muslim youth, they have an inferior complex. Because we feel that we haven't got a rich history. We feel that we haven't got these role models to look up to. We feel inferior that, oh, we've not achieved anything. Islam, Muslims have achieved so much, and we have these role models. But the problem is we don't know about the knowledge about our history and the fact that, you know, the inventions that Muslims made, our pious predecessors and how they lived their lives, how the Sahaba Kram lived their lives, how these pious predecessors, Allah Hazrat and Ghawse Pak lived their lives. Because we don't have this knowledge, we can't pass it on to our children, and our children don't have these role models, and because we don't have these role models, they adopt other role models and they have this
inferior. In fact, of our viewers would be obviously from the English countries.
Yeah.
Would be from the English countries, and every country they will speak about their own history. So us being in England, whenever we went to school, we would read the English history. Okay. This is what we would study. We would not study the Islamic history. Normally we would. So for this reason, what you said is, mashallah, really is something which things were like, I was thinking, wow, that's so true. That the reason is because the majority of countries, they hear and they read about their own history. But my dear viewers, just because we are in another country, yes, you read that history, it's good, you know, read all sorts of history, but we should not forget about our religion.
I think as well, because you're not in a country, if you were in an Islamic country,
right,
then you have an Islamic culture there.
Yeah.
Right? You hear the Azan 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. There's little examples of people I've had, and time will not permit me, where people have, when I've been going to Muslim countries, and people have guided me and said, don't do this, do this, and do this. And you don't get that here, right? Mm-hmm. So because of that, the onus on the parents is so much more in this country. And what happens is the parents in this country think, well, I've done my job. I sent him to Madrasat al-Madinah for an hour and a half. Qari Sahib, you sort him out. But no viewers of Madinah Channel, it is our responsibility. On the Day of Judgment, you know, we cannot pass the book, so to speak, onto the Imam Sahib at the Masjid or the Qari Sahib at the Madrasa. It is our responsibility, the upbringing of our children. Sayyidina Ala Hazrat, he did a bayan on the Milad of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the age of 6. And it wasn't just a bayan that traditionally we see read by children. It was a scholarly bayan that was accepted by the scholars at the time. Okay? And at the age of 7, he was steadfast in fasting during the month of Ramadan. And at the age of 13, he completed the Dars Nizami and issued his fatwa. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but previously, in the previous generations, that there were, you know, 20 years, 25 years
yeah.
to complete that level of qualification. And yet Sayyidina Hazrat, they completed that by the age of 13 and issued his first fatwa. So this was the intellect of Sayyidina Al-Hazrat, but what is, you know, we don't all have that intellect, but what we should all have, that Sayyidina Ali Hazrat had, and we can all have, is that thirst for knowledge.
Subhanallah. Unless you like to recite in Nasrat.
No, it's okay.
Allahu Akbar. Main to Malik hi kahunga. That I, Ali Hazrat radhiyallahu anhu, he says that I will continue to call him master. Ke ho Malik ya Habib. Why? Because he is the beloved of the master.
Of the master.
Mahbub wa muhib mein nahi tera.
There is no difference.
And between the lover and the beloved, there is no, this is mine and this is yours. Allahu Akbar, it has been stated, the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, that inni urtitu mafatiha khaza'in al-ard, that indeed I had been granted the keys of all of the treasures of the earth.
Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been granted everything, my dear viewers. Allahumma urti, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who truly gives. Wa ana qasim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I am the one who distributes. And Ali Hazrat, he continues, Zameen az zaman tumhare. You know, he speaks, doesn't he? And he says, Zameen az zaman tumhare liye, that the world and everything in it is all for you. Makin aur makan tumhare liye, that place itself along with everything is all for you. Zameen az zaman tumhare liye, makin aur makan tumhare liye, dhan mein zaban tumhare liye, this tongue in our mouth, Ya Rasulullah, this is for your sake. But then we had jaan, this life in our bodies, Ya Rasulullah, tumhare liye. We are here, tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan, tumhare liye. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, Ala Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is
one point. What I'm saying is that is just one point, and you very, very briefly explained it. And that is just one of the points of Sayyidina Ali Hazrat. And if you could sit down, and you know, I need people to sit down with me to explain them. But whenever I've had the opportunity to sit down and understand the poetry of Sayyidina Ali Hazrat, it blows you away. And you know, we wanted a message to the parents. Another one message to the parents is to understand the poetry of Sayyidina Ali Hazrat. And what is the purpose of this poetry? The purpose of any naad is to instill the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. So if we can learn these naats and get our children to learn these naats, then inshaAllah azza wa jal, the love of the Rasul will enter into their hearts, inshaAllah.
Subhanallah. So everything was created for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
That's just one poem. I remember somebody saying to me once that if Sayyidina Ali Hazrat had done nothing in his life and just wrote the Salatu Salam Mustafa Jani Rahmatullah Ko Salam, that even today we would be remembering him. And yet he achieved so much more in his life.
Subhanallah.
If he was just a poet and he did nothing else, we'd still be remembering him.
Allah.
He was such a master in that field.
And I think before that, this is how we would remember him, wouldn't it?
Just the Salatu Salam.
Yes. Because the topic for today was lessons from the life of Ali Hazrat. Do not forget that whatever the lessons of Ali Hazrat are, we can find within Dawat Islami. This is the Fizan of whatever we have in Dawat Islami, is the Fizan of Ali Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali Hazrat, as one man, he did all this, and now, mashallah, we've brought Ala Hazrat into an institution and attempted to spread this across the entire world through, mashallah, the teachings, the efforts, especially of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant them a long life. All the Nigrani Shura, the Arakeen Shura, all of those individuals who have any sort of place, any sort of efforts are being put to towards Dawat Islami, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all and forgive us all for our sins. Grant us all death upon Iman. That's all for now, my dear viewers. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of